Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Mindy Kaling is our next guest. She's one of the few female showrunners, writers, and general lady bosses in Hollywood. And she's written the screenplay for a new movie called Late Night. She produced the movie, too. And to complete the trifecta, she stars in it as well. Here's the story. Catherine Newbery is the only female late night host on television and has been for decades. She's a legend who happens to be in ratings trouble and is about to get the boot. So you already know this movie is fiction because that person has never existed. That's one of the reasons Late Night is so meta and layered. In the film, Mindy plays Molly, a chemical plant efficiency expert who loves comedy. She studied it, but has never ever worked in the field professionally. Molly finagles her way into a job on Catherine Newbery's show, which has an all-white, very Harvard Lampoon-y writer's room. Let's take a listen.
Who are you?
I'm Molly. Mm-hmm. I'm a new writer.
You want to sit down?
Okay.
That's where Mendelsohn sits.
Could you sit down, please?
Oh, I'll just use this trash can. There's hardly any trash in it at all. Oh, it's kind of comfortable, better than a chair.
That's our show, everyone.
I came to tell you this year is your last.
What?
They can't replace you if everyone loves you.
Do none of you understand what is at stake here? I am being replaced. Think about why the show is bad and come up with ways to fix it.
I wish I was a woman of color so I could just get any job I want.
We talked about this, you can't say that.
I know what everyone thinks of me, but just because I was lucky enough to get this job doesn't mean I'm stupid enough to lose it.
What exactly is wrong with my bits?
You're a little old and a little white.
What can I do about that?
I have some jokes for the monologue. I shouldn't do this in an English accent, should I?
No.
Watch me!
This is your show. It's an expression of who you are.
How would you describe Molly?
She said I was a vibrant splash of color on the gray canvas of our writing staff. I mean, whoosh.
I need you, Molly. I need your pushiness and lack of boundaries.
You love me.
No, I didn't say that. No.
I mean, not in those words, but you...
No, I didn't say it in any of those words.
By the way, Catherine is played by Oscar winner Emma Thompson, who, to add another layer of meta depth, won an Academy Award in 1996 for screenwriting. So there's that. Late Night is in select theaters now and in theaters everywhere on June 14th. And I'm very happy that Mindy Kaling is joining us by phone. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. How long have you had the idea for this movie?
You know, I've been working on the movie for about 3.5, almost 4 years. I guess I write really slowly, but I was also acting on my own show. But I'd always really wanted to write about my time coming into the business, and this seemed like the best way to do it.
You mentioned it took 3.5 years. I mean, you were in Wrinkle in Time. You were finishing up the Mindy project. You were having a child, caring for a child. When did you actually find the time to write the movie?
Well, I always think of my work week as 6 days, and it can either be Saturday or Sunday. And so the 6 day is I work from home, which to me is like fun. And so when my baby was sleeping, I would just use the time the baby was sleeping, which is kind of a lot when you have a 3-4 month old baby, to just to work. And so, so that's how I did it.
When you were researching the films, did you go out and visit writers' rooms? And when you were researching it, what were you looking for? What kind of details?
Well, I've always been fascinated by late-night talk show hosts because I've done so much research on this since I was a kid because I was just obsessed with them. And I always think that the experience of watching a show is so full of joy and so fun that I was really surprised hearing that the experience of making the show for most of these shows is not that way at all. And you have some of the biggest personalities on camera that can be very different off screen. And that's both in the sitcom world and the late night world. So I really wanted to kind of pull the curtain back on that while also telling kind of the story of how I got into the business.
When we meet Catherine Newbery, where is she in her life?
Well, when you meet Catherine, she's had a show for over 25 years, and she is considered very smart and very erudite and really funny, but is a little out of touch. She hates social media. She detests superhero movies. And she used to be funny and mean, and now she's a little bit more mean than she is funny. And her ratings are in a slump.
One of the things that I think is interesting, there's this theme in the movie to me of like of complacency. Like that the hiring pipeline is this way, so that we do it this way, and then a joke is structured this way, so we have to do it this way. And a comment your character makes is, I wouldn't be here if I cared how things were done. When you think about the business you're in and the way change needs to happen, what do you think is the best way to fight this kind of complacency?
To fight this kind of, that's a great question. I mean, the only way that I was able to make it in the business, as you said, was to go through routes that you don't traditionally see. You know, if most comedy writers' rooms, there's at least 40% people who are hired from the same college. I had to come through by writing my own play and acting in my own play off Broadway because it was kind of the only way that I could get seen, and writing my own material for myself. And so much of that, I mean, obviously the character I play in this is very different, has a different background than me, but she very much takes her destiny into her own hands, and she actually gets the job through an essay contest too. And so to meet an executive at a corporate office. So to me, I have never depended on other people to find employment for me. I tend to try to do it myself.
It's so funny you should mention that the play was Ben and Matt, about Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. And this is a funny story. So I had a friend who, I had met you a long, long time ago when you worked at John Edwards, that show Crossing Over.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was a production assistant there.
You were a production assistant there. And my friend, I remember when you left, he said, I just read the funniest goodbye email from this woman, Mindy. It was so hilarious. And it was very funny. And he said that, you know, she's a great writer. And years later, we realized it was you. That you were just...
Oh, that's good. That's a nice story. You're like, she's going off to commit career suicide by playing Ben Affleck in a weird off-Broadway play. And now, here I am.
That's right. So have you been just writing comedy your whole life?
Yeah, pretty much since I was 6 years old. I would, my mom was a doctor, and she was an OBGYN, and I would go to her office after school instead of doing like after school programs. And I would just sit in one of the rooms of her office, the phlebotomy room where they drew blood. And then there was like the exam room, which obviously I didn't go into, and then her consult room. And I would just sit there with a typewriter. I could either read or write. And then women would come in to get their blood drawn. And if they were okay with like a 7-year-old sitting there, I could stay. And so I spent hours every day for years of my life just going there and sitting there, women getting their blood drawn, asking me questions. I asked them questions and writing these little comedy plays to show my mom between patients.
My guest is Mindy Kaling. We're talking about her new movie, Late Night, which is going to be in theaters everywhere on June 14th. So this the character you play, she's sort of wonderfully wise but naive at the same time, and she's able to see all the flaws and all the issues with Catherine's late night show. Why is that? Why do you think she's able to come with the truth?
Well, I think she's such an outsider, I think, for one, but also I based her a lot on the young female comedy writers that I have on the staff of my different shows. And what I've noticed, and it's kind of one of the most enjoyable but also infuriating qualities I see in like younger writers, and maybe this is like a millennial thing too, but I really love it also, is there is like the young women who are like unafraid, both respectful of their bosses, but unafraid to say their opinions about things. And that's what Molly is. You know, she doesn't realize that there are sometimes in these corporate environments this hierarchical attitude you're supposed to have towards things. Like, you're brought in and you think you are the equal to everyone else in the room. And so that can be a good thing and a bad thing. And so she's very blunt, my character, but also very deferential at the same time. And that was really fun to play.
When I was watching the film, I thought there was a little bit of like a little that girl in there. And a little Mary Tyler Moore, too, that sort of like the Mary Tyler Moore-Lou Grant relationship, because Catherine, when Lou Grant says, I hate spunk, that Catherine knows that she needs Molly, but she's not necessarily sure she likes Molly. Do you think at the end this movie is as much about their relationship as it is about all the other big issues you tackle?
Yeah, you know, I think that because the movie is about two women in the workplace who don't look like women you see in TV and film a lot, it's become kind of an issue-oriented movie, but it's really just like a funny workplace comedy. Mm-hmm. I came from The Office, which is a workplace comedy. I wrote 25 episodes of that show, and this is from that same ilk, except that instead of Dwight Schrute and Michael Scott, you have Catherine Newberry and Molly Patel. And so that's sort of where my roots are as a writer. That's the kind of thing I think is really funny to watch. And the Lou Grant, Mary Tyler Moore, I mean, that is such a compliment. I love that show, and their dynamic was so funny. But for sure, the movie is really about mentorship and about mm-hmm. their relationship.
Did you write this part with Emma Thompson in mind? I mean, I read it on the internet, but not everything on the internet is true.
Yes, this internet rumor is true. I did write this movie with Emma Thompson in mind. I'd never met her, and I just started picturing, you know, if she likes to call it science fiction, this movie, because we don't have a late night talk show host who's a woman, and definitely not one that's had the job for 30 years and is sort of a national treasure. So that, I think, was really fun for Emma to play, someone who literally did not exist. And I just thought, if there was going to be someone like that, who could play that role? And, you know, Emma is best known in this country for playing roles that are period dramas, but she comes from comedy, and she is the funniest, most whip-smart, quickest, most nimble comic minds that I know. So I just thought, if there's anyone who's going to be able to do it, it'd be her.
My guest is Mindy Kaling. We're talking about her new film, Late Night, which she wrote, produces, and stars. And I am going to ask you issue questions, a couple, because the writing is, you know, it's wicked, and it's like wickedly funny about this idea of, quote, diversity hires. For example, when you're first introduced, your name is Molly. The guy says Molly. He's trying to give it sort of an Indian accent. And it flies by really, really fast, but it's so on point. What did you want to expose about all these narratives in the workplace around, quote unquote, diversity hires?
Well, it's just, you know, everyone, it's a really touchy subject for a lot of people, but it's also very, very funny, as usually the touchy things are that make people really sensitive. It's why people like the Diversity Day episode of The Office, because things are really true, but it makes people laugh. And I think, as someone who's always had, you know, I was literally the diversity hire on The Office. That was, I came through the diversity program and everyone knew it. That was in the writer's room. And I was so embarrassed of it for such a long time. And I felt it was very sensitive to me. But that's the story of so many people who get hired for things, particularly now. And just because you come through that program, it is not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, it usually means that your employers are trying to do good. And so I love those kinds of areas. I think they're topical, and I think the best way of kind of get a message across is through comedy. I don't want to go to see a movie to feel like someone's preaching something to me. I want to go to be really entertained. And then, you know, at the end of the movie, you see that the writer's room looks very different than it did at the beginning. I kind of like that.
The head of the network, the one who's going to give Catherine Newbery the boot, is also a woman. Was that mm-hmm. always in your plan, or was that something that sort of developed over time?
It was always my plan. You know, in writing these, I wanted to write all these juicy, powerful parts, and it just felt a little bit like a missed opportunity for me not to create those roles for women. Like, so many of the people now that I see as heads of studios are women, and I wanted to reflect kind of what I was seeing, and they're on the cover of The Hollywood Reporter and the cover of Variety. And so that in itself was a really juicy, great part that I thought, yeah, let's make that a woman. It's more interesting for a woman to be firing another woman at these levels.
Molly, one of the things she does in the film, which is really interesting, is she really encourages Catherine to just be herself, make jokes that only she could make, only a female host in her 50s could make. And she's really reluctant in the beginning. What do you think is behind her reluctance?
Well, I have felt this a lot because I've been encouraged so much in my career to write stories about the Indian experience or the Indian American experience. And one of the reasons why I, when I was younger, felt so reluctant to do that is because I didn't want to get pigeonholed as this niche comedian that only would talk about specific ethnic issues. And it wasn't until I felt really confident that I'd worked on these mainstream shows and really showed my mettle that I felt comfortable writing about this. And I think Catherine feels the same way. You know, you have this feeling that when you come up in a mostly male environment, that you should be able to play on the same level and the same playing field as these other men. And what I think the journey of her character, and this reflects my own journey, is that it doesn't make you less to talk about things that only you can talk about. It's like that old adage, right, which you know. And that was something that was very true to me, and I kind of gave that to Catherine's character.
The name of the film is Late Night. It'll be in theaters on June 14th. Mindy Kaling, it was a pleasure to have you in All of It. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Allison. Great talking to you.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I'll meet you at the top of the hour.